that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. Now that scripture right there, that's the scripture I used over Philip back there that's running the camera. That's the scripture I used over Philip years ago when he was a little 11-year-old boy and asked the Father in Jesus' name to take all of Philip's warts and scars off of his body. And the Lord took every one of those warts and scars off of his body. Philip's now 24 years old and don't have a wart or a scar nowhere on his body. Is Jesus wonderful? But you got to touch him by faith, right? Now, I didn't say, if it be your will, Lord, will you please take these warts and scars off? What did the king say I could ask for right there?
Anything.
Do you think he meant that?
Anything.
So I asked the Father in Jesus' name to take them off. And then when his mother said, well, when are they going to come off? I said, well, this is the only thing God don't tell me is when. I don't know when they're coming off. I know they're coming off. And I guarantee you, now, whoa, this is getting a little too far, isn't it? I guarantee you, if you stay in faith with me in the name of Jesus, in a few days or a few weeks at most, Philip will not have a wart or a scar on his body in Jesus' name. Now then, somebody says, you can't make a guarantee like that. You know, God might or He might not. Let's go to James 1:6 and let's see what the king says when you ask how you have to ask and how much doubt you can have. James chapter 1 verse 6 and 7, but let him ask in faith, only a little bit wavering. What does that mean when he says nothing wavering? See, that's when you got to know God's forgiven you. You got to know He loves you. You got to know when you go in there and lay your hands on your mother-in-law that God has anointed you with the Holy Ghost and power, and He loves you and that girl laying there the same, and He's given you the power to cast that devil out and to pray the prayer of faith for her, and He's wanting to heal her. But you got to do something in faith. When you don't do nothing in faith, nothing happens. But let him ask in faith. Nothing wavering. For he that wavereth on the promises of God, Lord, would you please heal this girl? Oh, God, if it be your will you please heal her? He said, forget it, you make me sick. Now, isn't that awful that we could make God sick? That would be awful, wouldn't it? For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. If I'm praying and saying, oh, God, if it be your will you please heal this girl? If it be your will, please. You hear any faith in that? So what are we going to get from the Lord?
Nothing.
Nothing. So you wonder why we don't get a whole lot? We ask, oh, Lord, please. Lord, I'm begging. I'm pleading. Does begging and pleading move His hand? What does?
Faith.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, lay hands on this girl. Heal her in Jesus' name. You made a promise. It's done. Praise God. From the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Now then, it's in His hands. Now He can do what He wants to do. And He'll do something good. Hey, I learned a long time ago whenever people would come here and I'd pray a prayer of faith for them, they'd hear me teach a healing school and they'd come in here and they'd have a problem. Only one they come up and ask for. And I ask in faith and they get healed. A few weeks later they come back and say, gee, I got healed of that. That was so awesome. Now I have this, 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 and this. Could we pray for that too? I said, why didn't you ask me to do that the other day? Well, I didn't have the faith. I didn't know for sure. I wanted this healed first if I could get healed. They didn't know that we could ask for a Jesus overhaul and He'd do everything at one time. Now, I love that. You know that? I've asked many times since I've learned that principle myself. And the way the Lord showed me that principle, the way I learned that, is the night my fuel pump quit on my car. And I was in Granbury, Texas at 9 o'clock on Friday night. And the fuel pump quit on my car. I'm learning these things, studying these promises of God, learning them. And I get out and I check my car quits running, coast over to a light, and raise the hood, take the air cleaner off, take the gas line out. I tell my wife, I said, honey, turn the starter over. And she did, and no gas comes out. I said, oh, shoot. Here I am in Granbury, Texas, 9 o'clock on Friday night in a foreign car. This is years ago. I said, there ain't a parts house nowhere around that'll have a fuel pump for this thing. I'm dead in the water. I said, Lord, what am I going to do? How many of you ever asked God something and you had no idea He's listening? You done that before too? How many times have we done that? And He said, just as clear as a bell, He spoke to me audibly. He said, son, did I not tell you in my word that you could ask for anything in my name? Now, did He say that? Is there several places He said, ask anything in my... I said, yes, Lord. You said that several places. He said, well, isn't that a revelation? He really meant what He said. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to provide enough gas for this car to run 50 miles an hour until I get my family home, and tomorrow I'll put a new fuel pump on it. I said, thank you, Lord. Put the gas line back in, put the air cleaner on, shut the hood, reached around, picked up a phone, called Mom. I said, Mom, we're having a little car trouble. I got it all taken care of now. We'll be home in about 2 hours. She said, son, you sure everything's okay? I said, yes, ma'am, everything's fine. Hung up the phone, put the tools up, crawled in under the wheel, stuck the key in. My wife said, what are we going to do? I said, we're going home. She said, I thought the fuel pump don't work. I said, it don't. And it started just like that. We backed out. As I'm backing out, this lovely little friend of mine, he spoke into my ear. Now, you don't really think He's going to run this car for you, an old wicked critter like you. I said, you devil of hell, in the name of Jesus, I'm going home. I asked for gas in this car, and it's going to work. And my wife's sitting over there listening to this one-sided conversation. She ain't hearing the devil, but she's hearing me. And she said, best thing she could do at this point, and she was a good woman, she just kept her mouth shut. She didn't know what was going on in the spirit world. And I didn't know much about it either. But I pulled out on that highway and I went down the road until I got up to where the speed limit went up to 55. And man, it was running perfect. I pushed that gas down that little speed up and went right up straight up to 50. And that's as fast as it would run. I thought, 50, running beautiful. I went up a hill, 50. Down a hill, 50. And I thought, now wait a minute. This don't make any sense at all. You know, if it runs 50 uphill, it ought to run 70 downhill at least. But it wouldn't. And then the Lord says, you only asked for enough gas to run 50. Now, is He a faith God? I mean, if I asked for enough gas to run 50, how much did I get? 50, not 51, not 55, but 50. He was teaching me a principle right there from His Word. I am a faith God. And whatever you ask me for in faith, that's what you're going to get and nothing else. If you don't ask me in faith, you get nothing. Do what? Oh, isn't it amazing? It's yeah, anything. I mean, He has given us the keys of the kingdom. We can literally ask Him for anything if we walk in obedience to His Word. Now, sometimes you'll ask Him for something and you won't get it because you're asking amiss. You know, you want it on your own lustful desires and then you don't get it. It don't work like that. If you really need it, He'll do it for you. But, you know, He won't just give you everything you ask for, because if He did, we'd make fools out of ourselves. You know that? Every one of us would. Now, if He'd give you anything you wanted, you'd say, well, Lord, I sure could use about a 1999 car to get around in. He said, sure, no problem. You get, wow. You drive that a month, you think, that was so easy. Lord, I need a 2005. Okay, so you get a 2005, and after about 2 months, you say, Lord, I need a 2008. And He gives you that. And first thing, you know, well, Lord, I need a new house. You know, and you just make a fool out of yourself. So He's not going to give you those kind of desires. When you ask amiss to make a fool out of yourself, He's going to say no. But if anything you need, He'll give it to you. And so as long as you ask like you're supposed to, He'll give it to you. And it's wonderful He made those promises. But when you ask Him, I don't care what it is, big or little, you've got to ask in faith. I got real tickled at Kathy yesterday. Yesterday morning, I got up early and I had to go to the post office. I had to go to the bank. I did a whole bunch of stuff. Then I had to go to Home Depot and get some metal and a whole bunch of stuff. And then I had to go over to Denton and get a roll of insulation. The first thing. And so I done all those things. And nobody there, me and Dave and John. We were all three there. But we wasn't getting a whole lot done. You know, we're just getting stuff laid out and getting ready. And then about the time I get back with all the stuff, bam, another guy comes in. And then another one comes in. And another one comes in, and Kathy stands back and she said, "This is absolutely awesome to watch God work." Said, "Here, you didn't have hardly nothing to do. You're running around getting stuff, and nobody here except just John and Dave. And then when you get back with the stuff, God just brings the men in, and y'all work all day. Wasn't that amazing?" So they weren't there wasting their time. They were there when we needed them. Isn't Jesus wonderful? He is wonderful. Now then, let's see here when we go. Let's see in Romans chapter 10, verse 8. I want to talk from Romans 10, 8 a little bit about the power of your confession. I want to show you things. You speak things into being with your mouth. Now, if you've never listened to our CD on the power of the tongue or the one on just the tongue, you need to listen to those. Because until you learn to talk, you'll never be able to walk in the kind of faith you want to walk in. Your tongue is either your best friend or your worst enemy. Your tongue is the most powerful thing in your body. It can make you well or make you sick. Now then, our contact with Satan and his demons should be with the full knowledge that Jesus defeated them for us. And we find that in these next verses we're going to talk about in just a minute. But in Romans 10:8, I want to show you, 10:8, 9, and 10. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we preach. That if you shall confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. But the word saved in the Greek is that word right there. Sozo. S-O-Z-O. And that word sozo, S-O-Z-O, means saved, healed, made whole, delivered, and preserved. That word is the word that set me free well over 20 years ago. I used to still be sick. I had sickness and disease and everything like everybody else, and it was not uncommon for me to have the flu at least once a year.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.